This is a quick overview of liquid homeopathic remedies. In this audio, I'm going to start with what is a liquid remedy, go into what is potentizing a liquid remedy, then diluting the remedy or taking the remedy directly without diluting, and then storing the remedy. And lastly, I'll go into how to do additional dosing if the remedy is diluted. So to begin, what is a liquid remedy? Homeopathics can be provided in various forms. The main forms, the main ways that we use remedies are liquid or dry. A liquid remedy can be placed in alcohol, it can be placed in glycerin, it can be placed in water. The remedies that I often provide, if they're in liquid form, are based in a gluten-free, corn-based non-GMO alcohol, and the remedy is placed within the alcohol and diluted slightly. When you receive your liquid remedy, I'm going to ask you to store it in a place that is cool and dry. You don't want to place your remedy in a bathroom or in a kitchen by a stove, especially gas stoves. You also don't want to place it in your purse by your cell phone or next to your computer. So some places that people store their remedies are cupboards, drawers, and bookshelves, anywhere that's out of direct sunlight and doesn't get too cold or too hot. The liquid remedy needs to be potentized usually before you take it. I have another video on potentizing that you've been provided if we provided you a liquid remedy. And if you have any questions on how to potentize a remedy, please let us know. Potentizing a remedy basically wakes up the remedy and can actually make the remedy slightly stronger. So we're very specific on how many times you potentize a remedy, i.e. shake it a certain way, before you take it. Now let's talk about diluting the remedy. Some liquid remedies need to be diluted before you take them. Diluting the remedy allows the remedy to go into the body in a softer, gentler way, so it's less likely to have any adverse responses to the remedy, which would be temporary anyway, and we try to limit those when we can. So diluting a remedy normally means that I ask you to get a bottle of water. We often use Fiji water since it's easy to obtain, and we ask you to get one of the small bottles. It should not be refrigerated. And we ask you to pour out a certain amount from the bottle. So I might ask you to leave 2 to 3 ounces in the water bottle. Then you're going to take the remedy and you're going to potentize it the number of times that I've asked you to and place a drop within the water bottle. I know that seems very low in dosing, and it's not the amount of the remedy that's going to make the difference for you. It's how your body takes it in and uses it. So don't worry about the fact that it's just 1 drop in 2 ounces. That's plenty for many of the remedies. So I'm going to give you an example now. If I ask you to please dilute your homeopathic liquid remedy 1 drop in 2 ounces in a water bottle, what I will ask you to do for the first dose is potentize the remedy. Let's say we're potentizing it 3 times. Potentize the remedy 3 times, place 1 drop in the water bottle, let it sit for a few seconds, and then take your sip or your drop, however the dose is going to be for you. Then for future dosing, we take that water bottle and potentize it. We no longer add further remedy unless I ask you to. So you just take the water bottle that already has the remedy in it and potentize it for your next dose and then take your dose. For storing the remedy, remedies in water are stored the same way as remedies in your bottles. You keep it in a cool, dry place. On average, your homeopathic remedy in a water bottle will last about 6 to 7 days. If you ever see a film start to develop at the top of the water, then the water bottle has gone bad. It won't harm you, and I would ask that you make up a new remedy bottle. If you have any further questions, please let us know. I hope this was helpful for you. And I look forward to any feedback as well on how I can make this an even more useful audio. Thank you so much. Have a great day.